Amber Balakian grew up on a farm in Reedley. Her family grows 80 varieties of heirloom tomatoes, plus a wide variety of other fruits and vegetables.
They're loading the truck for the farmer's market. Usually they load it in the afternoon, and then they'll leave around 4 to San Francisco.
But it took her attending Harvard University's Extension School to realize that her family's business was pretty cool. She returned to the 20-acre farm after she earned her master's degree in 2009.
My main goal, like, coming back and working here was to make things more efficient. We were dumping, like, a ton of fruit, ton of vegetables.
2 years ago, she started canning her family's heirloom tomatoes, following a recipe that is similar to one her grandmother has used for decades.
You can use it for soup, sauté, pasta.
Today, her tomatoes are on the shelves of Williams-Sonoma, Dean & DeLuca, Crate & Barrel, and Sur La Table. She's been featured in Sunset Magazine and most recently, the Oprah Magazine. In the Central Valley, returning to the family farm is not a new storyline. Neither is organic farming. But what sets Balakian and several other young people apart is how they have planted their own seeds of innovation, social consciousness, technological expertise, and youthful energy on their family's farms. In the process, they might just change our views of farmers and agriculture in the region.
We are seeing a renaissance of some kind where we finally, after many years of children leaving the farm and never coming back, we have children that are actually making plans coming back to the farm.
Ryan Jacobson is the executive director of the Fresno County Farm Bureau. He's excited about this trend.
And making what I consider to be very beneficial changes, and some of them may be, you know, the inclusion of social media, trying to find some niche products that maybe typically weren't grown on these types of farms historically, and really trying to outreach to a different consumer who's looking for that different product.
Anne Marie Gardiner is the editor-in-chief and CEO of Modern Farmer magazine. She says this is a nationwide trend, spurred by a blossoming consumer interest in food, who grows it, and where it comes from.
Yeah, the farmers today are definitely changing the stereotypes, because a farmer, to be successful now, has to know about farming, but they also need to be highly technologically savvy. So farmers now have to blog, they have to do their own PR, they have to have a relationship with their customers.
Christy Bravo's parents operate KMK Farms.
We have eggplant. There's three different type of eggplant. We have Japanese, American, and Italian. White onions, Armenian peppers.
After graduating from CSU Bakersfield with a degree in kinesiology, she returned to Kingsburg. She launched a community-supported agriculture business, or CSA, utilizing the organic produce grown by her family and T.D. Willie, an organic farm in Madera.
My dad didn't want me working for him hourly, so we figured out a way to make more revenue to the farm. So we sat down and created the Farmer's Daughter CSA and kind of got my own little clientele.
Most CSAs require clients to subscribe to a weekly share of produce from a local farm. The Farmer's Daughter is unique, Bravo says, because clients can select the produce they receive and determine how much they want and how often they get it. The CSA has helped link the farm's produce to local consumers. Bravo says she encourages her father to share his experiences in the fields to deepen the connections between the farm and the community.
But it's, yeah, just more getting him to know that it is a priority and customers do appreciate it. He doesn't see that quite yet, but we're working on it. Like, you know, they're picking a whole bunch of eggplant, and I'm like, snap a picture. You know, he has an iPhone, so that's good, you know. Snap a picture, you know, oh, I'm too busy, and to pull out the phone, you know.
About 12 miles away in Layton, 22-year-old Holly Johnson and 26-year-old Hannah Johnson sit on the porch of their farmhouse. The sisters moved to their father's farm in 2010.
I just thought it was cool to wear boots and jeans, and people think it was like, okay to do that and not look cute all the time. Her, not so much.
I thought cowboys were cool.
Their father was 81 at the time and could no longer take care of the farm himself. So Holly took on the task of farming 50 acres of alfalfa. She also gleaned inspiration on the internet, her sister Hannah recalls.
Holly got super, like, nerdy into farming and was on Google, like, and Pinterest pinning every single farm related thing, and all of a sudden I come home and there are chickens and a chicken coop that she had built the day. Like, I left for work and there were no chickens, and I came home and there are chickens. And I was like, okay.
They started with 7 chickens. They named them after the 6 characters from the show Friends. The 7th, they named Willie Nelson. Today, they use social media to share their daily experiences and funny stories from their River Roots farm. They connect with people at farmers markets, where they also sell their fresh eggs called Just Got Laid. Holly explains where they got that name.
I tweeted it a long time ago. No one even responded to it. So that was lame.
I know.
But, I just thought how funny that would be. An egg company, you know, like a big egg company doing that. I would buy those eggs.
While their father farmed conventionally, the Johnson sisters are conscious of what goes on the food they grow and in their stomachs. They point to the chickens that are milling about and eating organic heirloom tomatoes grown on the farm. Holly.
I mean, I love me some double stuffed Oreos, but, you know, like, we're very aware of, like, what goes on food, especially with what we do now, what's in it and how it affects everyone's body.
Hannah.
It's the choice we made, and we're only giving products to people that we would eat ourselves.
Yeah.
Back in Reedley, Amber Balakian attributes part of her rapid success to her unique story.
And I think, like, since I'm younger and, you know, I'm not like your typical farmer that's, like, out there with, like, jeans, and I'm not like that, and I don't try to be like that.
She has even more creative ideas for how to utilize her family's produce. She's looked into creating a Bloody Mary mix. She's floated the idea of starting a beauty line, featuring products like summer squash body souffle and heirloom tomato body scrub. She says people often tell her,
they're like, I love your product, but I love your story kind of even more. So it helps to have that story, definitely.
The same could be said for other young farmers that are cultivating a new look for their family's business. And maybe the Valley's agricultural industry, too. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Plevin.
Not everybody drives a truck. Not everybody drinks a